We Need the Eggs by Leopard's Bane, read by Petica. Summary. Andy comes out of his shell to surprise Patrick. Can be read as Antric if you like that pairing. Blurry-eyed and tired, Andy walked into Patrick's kitchen to see him place a small, plate-covered bowl into the microwave, the shells of an egg in the food recycling bin. You know you're not supposed to do that, right? Patrick frowned. So I've been told. But let me tell you, I've made making eggs in the microwave an art form. He closed the door and set the timer for 1 minute, then nonchalantly pointed to the ceiling where there were bits of egg stuck to the paint that must have gathered there over repeated explosions. Literally! Andy hmmed, then replied, So I see. But I learned how to do it without a mess. Did you poke the yolk first so the steam doesn't build up? Patrick started to nod, then the loud thunks the plate off kilter of the bowl at 15 seconds too. Guess not. Patrick, red-faced, turned to clean up the eggy mess, eating the bits still clinging to the bowl and plate as he went. So how do you know so much about microwaving eggs, anyway? Figuring it wouldn't matter much to his vegan cred, he said, I grew up in Wisconsin, latchkey kid. Like, that explained more than he wanted people to know. Plus, we have a lot of egg farms there, not just cheese. Why do you think I campaign against them so much? Setting the china in the sink to soak, because egg is really hard to clean off once it's dried on, turned to say, I guess I never really thought about why you were so anti-establishment too much, but I did buy the ones that are certified cage-free and vegetarian diet. He points to the box, which proclaims exactly that. Andy hmmed again. Well, I guess that's okay then, since some vegans are ovo-lacto-pesco. Patrick quips, gazoon-tight. Andy continues as though not interrupted. As long as it's cruelty-free. And anyway, let me show you how to do it right so you don't break the microwave. It would make Joe and Pete really sad if they couldn't heat their Hot Pockets. Patrick shudders at the thought of Pete crunching through a frozen Hot Pocket, so stands back to let Andy show him how it's done. The end. Reader's Notes. Thank you to Leopard's Bane for allowing me to record this fic. This was recorded for Leash because she's been having some problems in the kitchen lately. Hope you enjoyed it. If you'd like to read this fic online, it can be found at archiveofourown.org/works/407959. If you'd like to download this podfic, it can be found at paticaproductions.com. Thanks for listening!